Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Spinal cord injuries commonly lead to paralysis. The National Spinal Cord Injury Center estimates there will be approximately 18,000 new cases of spinal cord injury this year. Such injuries involve damage to the spinal cord within the spinal canal. The most common cause of spinal cord injury is trauma, including auto accidents, falls, acts of violence, and sports injuries. Damage can also occur from various diseases acquired at birth or later on in life, such as tumors, electric shock, or severe degenerative changes. The spinal cord does not have to be severed in order to lose function. The spinal cord and the nerves can be bruised, they can be stretched, or they can be crushed. Since the spinal cord coordinates body movement and sensations, an injured spinal cord loses the ability to send and to receive messages from the brain to the body's system that controls our sensory, our motor, and our autonomic functions. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.